this all started about a year ago. The acquisition management SIG leadership, and in collaboration with the programs committee, were exploring a new way to conduct a program that would best facilitate government and industry communications, that would culminate in a deliverable that would help promote effective communication between both parties. And the event that came about was the RFP Communications Workshop that was held in late November, where we had about 80 participants, a quarter of which were from government.
And the goal of this organization, this goal of this meeting was what?
Well, the goal was really threefold. We had we wanted to provide insight into the communications challenges faced on both sides between industry and government. We also wanted to explore ways to improve the quality and effectiveness of procurement-related communications, and also have a final deliverable that was actionable, that folks could take back to their desk and do something with right then. It didn't, you know, result in a change to the FAR or anything like that. And the deliverable is four top 10 lists, kind of David Letterman style.
Yeah. And I know, we'll post, we'll have a link to, you have almost notes of that session back in November. But one of the ideas was there are a lot of RFPs, RFIs that go out there that people just, take a pass on. They essentially, the government gets no bids. Part of the idea is how can we do this, in a way that reduces that?
Absolutely. Yeah. There is another overarching goal for the event was, we wanted to reduce the number of bids that did result in either no bids or very few bids, but also reduce the number of bids that are kind of marred by multiple extensions, lengthy extensions, due to the fact that the communications process of, you know, the Q&A, which is largely paper-based, is not the best way to go about communicating.
Yeah. Tom, I know one of the results, as Ben mentioned, is to come up with a list, almost helping OMB with this myth-busting idea, and you're using technologies to actually do that.
Well, Chris, I first heard about the Mythbusters campaign on November 19th when Vivek Kundra alluded to it in an event, and then Vivek's 25 points came out on December 9th. Well, we had done a lot of work in the dialogue space with the Better Buy Project, and I'm the working group leader for that. And Leslie Field with OMB contacted Mary Davey about it to see if we could leverage some of that technology that we use there. And we met with her on December 10th. And that kind of started the dialogue, at least as far as the Mythbuster dialogue effort.
Yeah. And the idea is to come up with, OMB says, hold on, there's a lot of ways that industry and government can work together, and people think they're not allowed to do that. How do you get out there and almost create a list of, here are the big things that folks are doing, and here are the ways to actually help folks do their jobs better. Better procurement, better acquisition.
Exactly. The Mythbusters Dialogue website is www.bettergovernmentit.org. And the main objective of this site is how do we improve communication between government and industry during the IT acquisition process. And, of course, OMB has given the government IT community and public a chance to dialogue with them on improving government-industry communication.
And so walk us through how this site works, and we'll have it linked up on DoraBeckInsider.com so people can find it nice and easily. But walk folks through what's – when they go to this page, what are you looking for them to do? Almost walk them through
– Sure. Well, after a soft launch last week, the dialogue is open now. It's open till February 28th, 2011. During this period, you may go on the site, submit, comment on, and rank ideas. And we used the user voice platform, which is a very familiar platform to many people, and we used it on the Better Buy project. And the ideas and comments will be reviewed by OMB, CIO Council, the CAO Council, and other appropriate policy bodies that we just see fit. That the government sees fit.
If you go to that page, the question you're asked is identify myths that industry may hold that inhibit their ability to communicate with the government during the IT acquisition process.
Right. Well, there's four of them. One's the industry, you know, there's industry communication myths, and then we want you to please identify myths that the industry may hold that inhibit their ability to communicate with the government during the IT acquisition process. And one of the other areas, we have four areas, the government communication myths, is we want you to please identify myths that government acquisition professionals may hold that inhibit their ability to communicate with industry during the IT process. And then we have another area there, the communications best practices. We want you to provide examples of federal IT acquisitions that included good communication practices by either government or industry that resulted in better outcomes and better decisions. And then we want to explain these practices and processes and why they're valuable. I think that's a very key part there. We want actual concrete examples so we can pull them out of, you know, where people don't know where they are and expose them to the light. One more area there is communication impediments. And, you know, once again, this is an important area to get out there to the public. But what are major impediments to improving government and industry's ability to communicate with each other? If you identify rules or regulations, please be as specific as possible.
And so what do you, I know sometimes people get a little nervous about having their names attached to this. Can people post things anonymously, or are you looking for, what are you looking for?
It'd be better if they put their name to it.
Yeah.
They don't have to. You know, in some cases they feel comfortable. Basically, we want the frank discussion. I think that's the most important part.
And on top of that, if you're afraid of suggesting something, and my goodness, I don't understand why you would be, but if for some reason you are, you at least can vote on the things that other people are putting forward.
Well, exactly. You know, you can be, if you don't, if somebody already has an idea that you have, that doesn't mean that you're done. You can actually contribute to that idea and bring out some more, bring out to light some more ideas about that particular idea.
Ben, talk a little bit about what you hope comes out of all this. What will be the end result? How does that end result get produced?
Well, it was kind of like the Better Buy project once again. We want to collect all the ideas, and then we're going to go back to our friends over at the, Acquisition Management Group, that's Ben, and his group is going to go over all the ideas that were submitted and produce a deliverable that we can hand over to the government that has some of the best ideas, collates everything, and maybe provides some actionable information there.
So, Ben, talk a little bit about what happens as a result of all the work that's being done in this in bettergovernmentit.org.
Like Tom said, the overall goal is to develop actionable recommendations so the government can be more effective in their mission. By improving the quality of the proposals that come in through effective communications, the government's mission is going to be better served by industry. And at the end of the day, that's really what everybody's hoping to achieve. We'll take a look at all the different myths and you know, really provide some insight based on what's been provided to help, again, continue this dialogue, which is all about what the shared interest group is for. You know, we're a forum that anybody from government or industry can come into and talk about acquisition-related topics. We also want to look at innovative ways and best practices in procurement that again, can lead to better serving our government.
And in fact, in the white paper, in the coming out of the RFP communications work group, there actually were some pretty significant recommendations in there, both a do list and a don't list. And some of them were a little bit V8 to me, like, I got that. That seems easy, and yet it always happens. One of them was provide reasonable schedule and be mindful of holidays. Don't post something on the Friday of a 3-day weekend and expect things in by Tuesday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be I think the abundance of schedule related recommendations I think were as a result of when that workshop was held being I think the Monday or Tuesday following a Thanksgiving holiday. So people were particularly sensitive to time. I don't know if folks got stuff the Wednesday before Thanksgiving or not, but in general, yeah, time was certainly a factor in issuing solicitations. You know, you want to allow on both sides enough time to properly plan an IT acquisition from the government side and then also allow industry adequate time to respond. One of the biggest challenges I think that was uncovered as part of the workshop was that when government is doing the question and answer portion of the procurements, oftentimes you'll get an answer to a question usually within a couple days of the proposal being due that would cause a major shift in terms of strategy or a positioning from industry. And then industry may only have a day or two to try to, you know, they might need to add teammates, add a new capability, go add a new product or service to their team. And doing that in just, you know, a couple of days without an extension of time can be very difficult.
One of the other ones, and there are a couple other ones in here that kind of surprised me that they go on, but do publish a schedule and post updates as they occurred. I would think that as a government, if I'm trying to get folks to bid on this, of course I'd do that, but I know that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, and I think this also comes, some of these things, as you mentioned, seem like kind of, of course, why wouldn't you do that, or why aren't we doing that anyways? And I think that largely is a factor of the many different changing requirements on the government side that industry is not aware of. So them even being able to publish a schedule that is as realistic can be difficult. One of the best suggestions I've heard around that particular theme was to have government, even if they don't know, to post something to FedBizOps or wherever the solicitation's being released. Just even saying we're not sure is helpful rather than, you know, no update and industry's left wondering.
Walk me through the time frame of when you hope to have all this done. When do you hope that this is in place? I know you're working on a fairly tight schedule, right, Tom?
Well, yes. I mean, the dialogue is typical in dialogues. You want to have it to be a short duration. You want to have a beginning and an end. And the end is February 28th. So then when we collate the ideas, it'll be in mid to late March that we'll have come back to OMB with recommendations.